Just wondering how you think Dennis Pitta has looked since he came back from a pretty serious injury.
I mean, obviously this is a extremely good football player, someone that is key in their offensive system. He's a big guy, big target, got a good catch radius, and does an excellent job of, you know, understanding coverage, finding open spaces, understanding leverage. So I think he's moving around real well. I mean, obviously they, you know, bringing him back as soon as he's ready to go, and he looks obviously like he's, you know, still an impact player in their system and in their offense. I think they've done a good job, obviously, with all the tight ends through, you know, different games, Dallas Clark or Dixon. You know, that position is a key position for him. Certainly with, you know, Pitt's presence back, you know, he does a good job of just really getting open off of the defenders. You know, he's a physical guy, so he can, you know, body him up. Use his size, strength to help him, you know, create separation in space, which is, you know, something he can rely on, you know, as he's, you know, coming back.
Yeah, just looking through some of the stats, you see that Joe Flacco's numbers, 18 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. Looking at the kind of large pick numbers, is that something you feel you might be able to exploit with a pass rush or play in the secondary?
Well, I certainly think, you know, Joe Flacco did a great job of running that offense. Certainly, you know, turnovers are, you know, they happen as part of the game. We're obviously going to take a look at them and see if there's any opportunities for us to take advantage in those situations. But I think he's done a great job and really going off, you know, the last time we played him, and I just thought, you know, his ability to take care of the ball, be smart with the placement of the ball, and really, as you look at it, also to be able to move and get away from pressure and trouble. You know, he's done an excellent job with that. He's you know, been able to pull the ball down, run, and get yardage, escape out of the pocket. So he's an extremely athletic, mobile quarterback that you got to be conscious of, you know, when you're in those situations that you are trying to put pressure on him, that, you know, he can't break out of that pressure and he can create a big play, especially with the, you know, skilled players that he has around him, which have the ability to get vertical on you very fast. So I think you know, if you take a look at it, he's really doing a good job of, you know, trying to take care of the ball here, and not have those, you know, those turnovers. I think that's something that they've focused a lot of attention on here recently.
Matt, Silver Salinga is a guy that's seen the field a little bit more here the last couple of weeks, and he might be a player that Patriots fans don't know a whole lot about. So would you mind describing maybe the kind of player that he is and the kind of production that he's been giving you lately?
Sure. I mean, you know, obviously we're, you know, trying to play some different combinations of players on the front, and Silver's been in there quite a bit, which has been good. He's a he's a real quiet guy, but extremely hard worker. You know, he sits in the classroom and gets all the information and asks good questions, and obviously goes out to the practice field and tries to execute the things that we're talking about. You know, but he's a strong guy. He's a big guy. You know, he's got good size about him. So somebody that we, you know, try to get in the game to hold the point, to be, you know, strong at the line of scrimmage, play with good technique, and, you know, he's trying to really improve that. I mean, obviously we've got a long way to go, and, you know, we're only, you know, a couple weeks into it, but, you know, he's certainly, you know, trying to improve that, and just trying to get him to, you know, play with some consistency in the technique and some of the fundamentals that we're asking him to do. You know, definitely he's a hard-working guy, quiet guy, but, you know, professional in his approach. And it's, you know, simply trying to learn the techniques and the fundamentals that we're teaching them and try to apply them on the field, which is good to see.
When you say quiet, do you mean quiet like in a studious way or a shy way or just kind of maybe a new guy way?
I'm not going to over-define the word quiet, but he's a very studious guy. You know, he'll sit, pay attention, and he's really trying to, you can see him absorbing the information, which is good, and he asks good questions. So it's in a good way.
Just I wanted to ask you about Dante Hightower. I think a lot of interest just in seeing a guy his size. Just try to hang in pass coverage, and I think we've seen some good things from him, like the Steelers game at times, and maybe some struggles at other times. I'm sort of curious how you'd assess his work in pass coverage this year.
Said before in regards to Dante, I mean, obviously a guy who's got a great skill set. He's a big guy, he can move well. He's a guy that maybe behind the scenes does a lot more than sometimes it shows up in a production standpoint. But certainly someone that's working to improve. I mean, I think with all of our guys, you take week in, week out, there's going to be some plays out there that are really good. There's going to be some plays out there to improve on. I think that would hold true for everyone. So he's certainly someone that's out there trying to work hard to get better, and he has obviously improved through the season, and obviously is taking on more responsibility, which has been great. He can do a lot of things out there on the field for us from a communication standpoint and an adjustment standpoint, which is something that we ask a lot of those guys to do. So he's certainly been in a lot of different positions, a lot of different roles. So being multiple type of player that he is, it's been a big benefit for us. So certainly trying to, he works extremely hard, and works hard in the classroom, works hard on the practice field, and we're just trying to get better every week.
I'm more like curious just in terms of players you've worked with, Matt, if any, with that sort of physical build that have done that before. Like in some systems, a guy like that, you might actually see him as a defensive end, how that can create, let's say, a challenge for him to stay, like the final play in the last game that the Dolphins had. Thigpen's pretty quick guy. How does being that big, I guess, here's the question, how does being that big make it more challenging for him to get the job done against a player like that?
I think with all of our guys and certainly through the years we've had players that have lined up in different positions. I mean, Mike Vrabel played outside linebacker, played inside linebacker, played defensive end. He would go into defensive tackle if we needed him to. And certainly each player has a skill set that, has its strengths, and you try to use those skill sets to the best of your ability, whatever kind of position you're in. So certainly a guy like Mike or like Dante, who has extreme long length, and is a hard guy to get around, you're going to use your advantages in that case going against a player of a different skill set, a running back, a wide receiver, whoever the case may be. There's a lot of examples of that in our defense. So what you're going to try to do is, whatever the matchup is, you're going to try to use your strengths to your ability and understand the strengths of the opponent, each individual player, and where they're set up and what the situation is, and try to attack and defend against those strengths. So certainly that's what we try to work on, and all those guys that play in those different positions, whether it's in close or out in space, whether it's a linebacker, a defensive lineman, a secondary player, understanding the position that you're asked to go into and play into, and try to use your strengths to the best of your ability in those cases.